When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Yes, sir. 20 minutes from the expressway. We'll go commercial-free all the way to the top. Get you up to speed on everything that's been said about the Cowboys today. It's time now for an edition of Football's Finest with Eric Schiaffalo. Here's the Chief.
How about Week 13, 12 games this week, decided by 7 or fewer points, tied for the most in a single week in NFL history.
There's those words again.
Not even since the merger. But NFL history, I mean, my gosh, that's good stuff. Good games all around, fun time. We start by making fun of the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. To recap yesterday's game, the Jets lose once again to one of their former quarterbacks. It was Sam Darnold earlier in the year. Now it's Geno Smith time. And the biggest play of the game was made by one of the former first-round picks of the Jets. Defensive tackle, Leonard Williams. Dropping
he's
back into
really
coverage.
Well. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. He's an animal. But in one instance, Mike McDonald does this blitz package where Leonard Williams, the D-tackle, drops into coverage, and he looks as athletic as you've ever seen a 300-pounder look. He makes the play, and then he houses it, and it was, it was like well over 60 yards. It was a very, very impressive play. So former Jets stealing victories. Now you
I think that was the longest return from a defensive tackle for a touchdown in NFL history.
Wow.
Yep.
Big man TDs. I wish Kevin Harlan would have been on that call. Not sure that he was, though. Aaron Rodgers has had 5 opportunities this year to drive down the field, score a touchdown or field goal to win the game. The Jets, of course, are 0-5 in those opportunities.
But it's not his fault.
It's not?
You know, I struggle to acknowledge that he wasn't the same player that he was, and now that we're seeing it, I think he might have been this way for the last 5 or 6 seasons.
His last year in Green Bay was not good.
Yeah.
It was MVP year, and then not good, and then injured, and now ass. Right?
But yes.
I think ass.
You go not good, injured, ass. You don't really come back from that.
I'd like to review what happened in those seasons a little bit. You know, there's a lot of a bad Detroit, bad Chicago, and some Minnesota in there. You could be Dak feasting to build that MVP resume. Because I can think of so many Aaron Rodgers games where they score in single digits or he has an opportunity. You're like, here we go. And it just fizzle.
Yeah. No, it's true, man. It's true. Even that there was the Rodgers versus Brady, Packers versus Bucks playoff game. And if I remember correctly, the Bucks completely crushed him in that game.
They did. They absolutely did. The entire game, I think Aaron Rodgers, I think he threw like 3 interceptions in that football game.
I don't think Brady played great in that game either. I think that was Tampa's defense.
Tampa's defense was very good. I know Brady had the one big Scotty Scooter Miller touchdown.
Yeah, but I
think that was right before the half.
Okay, it was closer than I thought, 31-26.
Yeah, but didn't Brady throw a bunch of interceptions that day,
Brady
too?
Might have thrown a bunch of picks that day, too. It might have been one of those sad old guy games. It was 3 TDs, 1 pick for Rodgers, 3 TDs, 3 picks for Brady in that game.
Was it like 2020?
Yeah, that was probably, because that was the year that the Bucks
championship year.
Yeah. But, Rodgers is, he's really fallen off a cliff. And when you're 40, he's 41, I think today's his birthday, 41 years old. off an Achilles.
And it's over.
And you're wearing a Jets uniform. You don't stand a chance.
What people don't talk about enough is how quick he was. You know, how fast he was.
Right.
He could really make you pay.
He had a play. That was a 91-yard pick six.
Wow.
From Leonard Williams. That is crazy. He did have a play. Aaron Rodgers was like a lead blocker on a play, and he got thrown to the ground, but he did allow a first down for his back on the play. So that was pretty good. But I'm sure he's sore this morning because of that one. But here he is. At least Aaron Rodgers is still one of one awesome teammate, right?
The health is now there, but maybe the numbers aren't what you'd expect it to be.
Well, there's 11 guys on the field, you know. Sometimes it's my fault, you know. Definitely multiple times today. And then sometimes the details aren't there on some other spots, too.
Okay, so
sometimes
my numbers are down, and you have to remember that there's 11 guys on the field.
He's not wrong, but he is captain. Let me throw my teammates under the bus.
Sure,
Mike Williams was very outspoken about it as soon as he finally got out of there in Pittsburgh.
He's been that way for a long time, and at the height of his powers, it was great because he was basically another offensive coach at practice, and if you messed up, you're gone. Just get him off the field, come back, try it again tomorrow type of deal. But when you're struggling as much as he is now, it looks like a horrible teammate.
Yeah. He's a horrible teammate. We all know that, though, right? Yeah.
He's broken as a person.
And now when you're no longer a good player, it's inexcusable. You look past it when you're still the best quarterback.
Where's he quarterback next year? Pick a team.
Tennessee.
Minnesota. He's going to go full Favre.
San Francisco.
Ooh. Oh, the Niners punt on Purdy.
Ooh. I would love them.
Maybe it's a clean house San Francisco. Bye-bye Shanahan.
That'd be terrible.
Bye-bye Purdy. Bye-bye John
they
Lynch.
Just say bye-bye everybody.
Somebody will Raiders take all. Happen. I guarantee you, if Lynch and Shanahan and Purdy were all on the open market, one team would get all three of them. But you can be our GM, John Lynch. You can be our head coach, Kyle Shanahan. And you can be our quarterback.
The Raiders will say, all right, we're down.
We'll do this.
Here's all the money.
Well, you get Mike Shanahan, too.
Yeah, that's true. Shadow GM.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe not at the Raiders then. Mike and the Raiders, remember, he got fired like 28 games into his coaching career.
Oh, yeah.
Made him pay for it.
Yeah, but he can redo it now.
Dude, I don't think our guy Cooper DeJean in Filthy is ever going to have to buy a beer again.
Oh, he's a really good player.
In the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, but the hit that he had yesterday.
The hit stick that he put on Derrick Henry last night.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about Saquon and the Eagles and what's going on, and that's fair because Saquon's numbers are through the roof. I think if he averages the same yards per carry or yards per game throughout the remainder of the season, I think he'll break the single season rushing record. So he has been awesome. It's but amazing. The it's big like difference
2,135, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But the big difference for the Eagles, man, is Dick Fangio has this defense playing outstanding. And Cooper DeJean to be
him and Mitchell
as small. Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell, man. And that guy will come up and hit you as well.
Yeah.
But DeJean, the clean hit. I mean, it's highlight reel stuff. This is where we talk about having a TV screen somewhere in your house if you're a player and you got your highlights running on it at all times in at least one room.
Yeah.
If you're Cooper DeJean, this is probably on a loop for like a good 3 minutes of that highlight reel. Just different angles, the still shots. I mean, he has Derrick Henry completely in the air. Cooper DeJean is 3 inches smaller and 50 pounds lighter, at least according to the paper.
Low man wins.
Low man does win. And it was like teaching tape.
Oh,
form tackling.
It was perfect.
And being fearless, being 50 pounds lighter than the opposition, sliding in there and making an incredible tackle. And I say it's allegedly a 50 pound difference because some people think Derrick Henry's actually much bigger than what he's listed.
270.
Here's Gronk on the Edelman podcast talking about the one time him and his brothers were working out locally here in Dallas with Derrick Henry.
I was with my two brothers, and like we were just looking at his arms, and like his arm was bigger than all three of our arms combined. That's why I don't understand how he doesn't weigh like 280 pounds. Like I weigh 260 and he's 12 pounds less than me, and I'm like, but your arms are three times the size of mine. I think he's tricking everyone. I think he really is 280, but you know in Pop Warner when they don't let you play in the league because you're overweight? Anyway, I don't think the NFL would let him play if he weighs in at 280 at the running back position. So I think he literally is 280 because he's that big, but they just list him as 247, so he's actually qualified to play in the NFL.
Dude, Yeah. The first thing you look at, you say, damn, his arm's so big. Yep. And you're Rob Gronkowski. Yep.
The first thing I said, I was memorized.
I was memorized.
Yeah, that was kind of a CTE brain fart Gronk moment there. Oh, he was memorized.
But wow. He was memorized.
But even Gronk is blown away when he gets up close and personal with Derrick Henry. So Cooper DeJean, bravo to you. Don't want to give much credit to Filthy Eagles, but that one was one of those where it's a tip of the cap.
You got to catch him flat-footed. There's not a worse feeling than looking back at the quarterback not knowing what's behind you.
Oh,
and you
gosh.
Turn and a guy 100 pounds lighter than you sticks you.
Man,
it was a hell of a hit.
It was. Yeah. It was a great hit. Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson said after the game that the Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith was calling out a lot of their plays right before the snap. And he said he hasn't seen that kind of intuition from a linebacker since Luke Kuechly.
Wow.
And I know, Broadus, that's one of your all-time
my guy.
Best studies in college football.
Ever.
And then that proved to be true there with the Carolina Panthers for a long time. But how about that? That's quite the compliment there. Roquan Smith is a monster. But Justin Tucker continues to help lose games for the Ravens right now. And that is just that's a very, very sad situation. And I think it's a real conversation. You don't want to have it, but if you're the Ravens, I don't know how you can go into a high leverage winner go home game and feel good about your kicker. You can't.
It reminds me of the Dan Bailey situation. I wouldn't be surprised though if there's an injury, you know, lurking underneath the surface. I know that was the case with Dan, and he ultimately went to Minnesota, but he was never the same. He dropped 10% off his field goal makes. You know, it just doesn't seem likely that Tucker could be totally healthy right now and to fall off a cliff like this at that position.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because he, for a while this season, it was the long ones. It was like 50 or more, and it was like, okay, maybe he's just older and he just doesn't have quite the power. But now he's missing some gimmies.
Extra points.
Yeah. Extra point or, you know, inside of 50 yards. And so I don't know. Maybe it's probably in his head now a little bit too.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't
you
know.
You try to add power too, that can really mess up your swing motion, right? It should be like a golf swing where it's smooth and powerful, but it's
he's probably
trying to rear back.
Overcompensating a little bit, thinking, wow,
I
don't have the power, and now you're kind of missing on some of the accuracy stuff as well. But that's going to be an interesting thing to monitor, and what an awful way. If Lamar Jackson is healthy and flying around in a playoff game, and that's not the reason you lose, it's the most surefire kicker that we've seen in football in like the last decade, and that's the reason why the Ravens go home early. That is not going to sit well, especially because you have all the signs. You know, it's like you're just gonna trust your guy, and I think that's gonna backfire on him in a big way. Did you guys see Jahmyr Gibbs posting on his TikTok something in the team meeting room,
and the
whiteboard was
behind
him.
Plays in the background,
and like if you screen grab it at any moment during the Jahmyr Gibbs Detroit Lions little TikTok video, I mean, you can see all their protection calls and their checks. And, I mean, to the average person, it looks like gibberish. But for a defender, I'm sure it would make plenty of sense, like help you going into a game or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's being talked about. And you had Man Campbell being asked about it. He says, I don't really give a crap. I mean, if we're going to lose because of code words, then we're not good enough anyway. I think we'll just post the whole freaking playbook out there and every code word we've got. It doesn't matter. It's not going to hurt us. It won't affect us. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal.
Confident coaches, tale as old as time, feel like we can tell the defense our play and still whoop them on it. And I love that. But if I'm the coach there, why are we videoing, guys?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I thought privacy was a big concern, so we were trying to kick out half the media.
He was ticked off initially. Maybe this is like afterwards he goes back. When he was first told about this, he said, I had no idea. And then he ended the press conference and walked off like he needed to go get more information on this. So initially, Dan Campbell was like, what the hell? What are you telling me about? What has Jahmyr Gibbs done here? Has he just
so he went to Jahmyr and said, listen, I'm going to go take care of you with the media. Don't let that happen again.
Probably.
Not a big deal.
I think Jahmyr probably got chewed out.
Mm-hmm. I would think so. But I love the confidence there from Dan Campbell, and he has every right to be. I mean, they are running reverse passes to their right tackle. They are just toying around, and they scored a touchdown like right near the goal line, and the way it was drawn up was just like ridiculous, dude. Ben Johnson is out of his mind.
And they keep losing players. Genius. To Alex Anzalone, Malcolm Rodriguez just was lost. Aiden Hutchinson, he's out. I mean, they're losing a lot of players on defense and still going out there and performing.
Does that make you guys warm up a little bit to my idea that the next horizon for football is multiple passes per play? We're passing backwards, obviously.
Yeah.
We're pulling the defense to the entire side. if I'm down two or three scores in the second half, I'm running this playbook constantly. And we're going to figure out everybody that can catch on our team.
It's time for the double pass playbook.
Yep. I love it, dude. Let's go. Yeah, absolutely. You just saw Josh Allen score on that. That didn't seem like it was planned, but it was awesome. We've seen the Chiefs for the last probably 5 years, a couple times a season, have what seems to be a drawn up, like Travis Kelce 15 yards down the field, then he throws it back. So I almost
won a game like that if it wouldn't been for a penalty, right?
Yeah, Kadarius Toney. Yeah. Oh my goodness. But speaking of Ben Johnson, like the Bears have to just go balls to the wall, write the blank check, whatever you want. It needs to be for him. I'm seeing Rappaport talking about Cliff Kingsbury being a top candidate for the Bears because of his history with Caleb Williams. I see Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman, early name to watch for the Bears head coaching job, according to Peter Schrager. But they don't need to be messing around with this thing, man. Just go, hey, Ben Johnson, what do you want? What do you need? Because you are what we want, and you are what we need.
This is the team that flew Dan Quinn in coach when they interviewed him.
And the McCaskies.
Yeah. They're not going to pay this guy.
What do you want?
I don't think they're going to. If in fact, this guy is going to want top-level money to go somewhere, I don't see the Bears paying him that. I really don't. That's why you're going to get Cliff Kingsbury or somebody like that that's not going to break the bank. But that you're talking about an organization that's pretty thrifty there. Like I say, Dan Quinn flew coach on his interview up there. They didn't like bring him on a plane, a owner plane, charter plane. Just put him up in coach.
I feel bad for whoever ever to sit next to that monster.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they bought him at least two seats next to each other. That's a big guy.
They bought the middle seat for him.
What about the Bills fan last night who threw a snowball at the ball while it was going through the uprights? The Niners kick a field goal early in the game, and one of the Bills Mafia members, who was probably on fire at the time and having the time of his life, had a frozen snowball that he tried to throw to hit the football to prevent it from going through the uprights. He missed it, but I thought it was a pretty awesome gamesmanship there. Dude, 12th man for real.
We used to work on, like, if you were playing a cold weather game, and we used to take rolled up socks, like, you know, white tube socks, and you throw them at the kicker and throw
them. It really helps in the cold weather, doesn't it?
Well, what you do is you try and you make it look like distractions.
Yeah.
Like, so you throw right by the holder and right by the ball. And so you would, like, everybody was throwing these rolled up socks like snowballs, and they had to kick field goals doing it. So it's just like, so it's like the wet ball drill
from thing. The stance or from the sideline?
No, just you stand around them and you pitch.
Okay. So you're in practice.
Yeah, you hit them with the socks.
Good.
Smart. Or you hit by the spot, you know, and it is supposed to, like, your concentration on the kick.
Yeah. I like that, dude. I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a fan throw a snowball.
I saw a fan catch a ball jumping out of the stands in Chicago one time. Like, literally, like, we made a field goal and the guy caught it on the way down.
Oh, man.
I think I've seen that highlight.
Yeah, you could Google that thing up. Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bear Monday night.
Yeah, they interviewed that dude. It's an amazing clip, actually.
Dude jumped about 8 feet and caught the ball in the air as it was going. Yeah.
This a Bears fan?
Yeah.
Beavers his whole life, bro. You got to see it.
Thank you, Chief. An edition of The Finest is in the books once again. We're heading for the expressway, going commercial free to the top on the other side. The latest on the Cowboys, the breaking news stories of the day from across all sports, local and national. And then Brian's going to deliver Krusty's Corner Part 2 with some more film takeaways from that glorious Thanksgiving victory over the Giants. LA Live coming up at 5:40, and we're back with all that here in the G-Bag Nation. Yeah, buddy, time to hit the expressway. Let's go commercial free to the top. We'll look at everything that's been breaking. We have some Cowboys updates from throughout the day. Stephen Jones joined KMC. Mike McCarthy pressed her back at about 3:10 if you want to go back and listen to that. Segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts, and this 5 o'clock football hour. Well, Chuck, it's so good.
Oh, it is, because it's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football.
All righty. It's great to be back. You know, hope everybody had a terrific holiday. If you're just getting off work, you're in a good spot. We're going 35 minutes all the way to the top, and LA Live's coming up here in about 15 minutes. OU has a 3-year deal to make Washington State's Ben Arbuckle the school's new OC. ESPN reporting today, a move in the wake of Oklahoma struggling significantly on offense in its first season in the SEC, finished 15 of 16 teams in scoring and total offense, replacing Seth Luttrell. 29-year-old Arbuckle.
Yeah.
Oklahoma lands one of the country's top young coordinators and play callers. Wazoo finished number 12 nationally in scoring offense this year, number 9 in passing efficiency. So best of luck there to OU. Hopefully that can get things turned around for them. I know Brian was happy to see his LSU Tigers. Over the weekend.
Modern Medicine won us that game.
How so?
The Nussmeier deal?
Nussmeier went down. I thought he separated his shoulder. He like had his pads off, blue tent, went inside, came back, and started throwing the ball.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of like one of those collarbone injuries possibly. Yeah. Like we saw Romo, the weight of the body comes down on him.
So thanks to Modern Medicine, we were able to survive that one.
Maybe some Miyagi? Get that reference? A little hand clap? And
yeah, a little. Land of the whatever it took, he got Nussmeier. Once he came
Mr.
back,
Mr. Miyagi have tore it all.
Once he came back, yeah, he was like 11 of 11. Yeah, I mean, like since like pre-injury, he was not very good, and then after injury, he was much better.
The soccer community mourning today is an international tragedy. Dozens of people died after a stampede during a game in Guinea, triggered by a controversial referee decision late in the match. See, these refs, they got a lot of power in their hands. They need to take things more seriously. Fans began throwing stones. Police deployed tear gas, which sent the crowd into a panic. Video showed people desperately climbing walls to escape the crush. At least 56 people lost their lives.
Oh, my gosh.
Including some children. I can't imagine that being the end. So many people running over you, and every time you try to get back up, a knee gets dropped into your ribs. Or
were they inspired by the college football weekend?
I don't know. They
kicked it up a notch a little bit?
I suppose. Giddy.
Like, you guys got pepper spray, we got tear gas. Yeah. Watch this. You think you care about your sport?
You're going to throw a rock?
Watch this.
Yeah,
you're throwing snowballs in Buffalo? We're throwing boulders, bro.
We're throwing rocks in their stadium? How do we do that?
Yeah, we bring stuff in internationally quite a bit.
Yeah, flares and rocks.
Yeah.
Isn't there one of those like ESPN 30 for 30s about that happened in England?
Yeah, it happened. What was that?
They like crushed up against the fence. Why am I? And it was terrible.
My apology. Crushed up. They couldn't get the gates open.
Keep searching. You'll find it.
I know this. I don't want to name the town and get it wrong. It's not the town.
I don't think I'd ever go to a game like that had the big fences at the end of the stands. Or if I did, I would definitely be at the top. Okay, some Cowboys Twitter here. Just updates from throughout the day. Steve was on with the KMC boys. Says it's probably a long shot for Tank to play Monday against the Bengals, but it's not out of the question. I certainly expect to see him sooner than later. When Jerry joined on Friday, he was kind of leaning probable, but you know, this I'm going to go with Steve's answer a little bit more. Todd Archer saying, upon Micah Parsons' return and comfort in scheme, Cowboys defense turning things around. He wrote a story about it today. Your guy Todd Archer over there at ESPN Dallas. Brian, I know you've done a great job breaking down this film. Quantify it for us. How much better have they been?
They've been a lot better. And they've been a lot better in the ability to like create pressure, but they haven't let people run all over them unless you're a quarterback. These running quarterbacks have given him some problems, but they've done a really nice job the last several weeks of dealing with the team's primary running backs. Look at the Commanders game. Look at the Giants game. Both those teams came in with the ability to run the football with their backs, and they just, you know, when all of a sudden teams can't do that, can't run the ball, that turns into a passing game. Zimmer's done a great job of using Parsons, using Overshown, bringing Wilson on a blitz. They've done a lot of different things in order to kind of, you know, when teams, Dallas is built to rush the passer. And sure enough, when they've been able to do it, they've given these opponents a lot of problems that way.
Well, Mike is playing some of his best football. I don't know if that break like freshened him up, so he's like September Micah right now. Or
he's doing a great job. But you're right, like Overshown's doing a great job. That, you know, getting Bland back really, really helps.
Yeah.
And Jordan Lewis has been playing at such a high level, you know, all season long.
So if it restarts right now, would you say this is an average defense, slightly above average?
Oh, I think they're well above average.
They're playing well above average.
Yeah,
it's a good defense.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, you know, if they could get Tank back and then also get Diggs back too. Well, now they're back to where they thought they were going to be to start. Now, they had some problems early in the year.
Yes.
They did.
But
you think this is Zim's scheme taking hold? The guys are learning it better?
I think they're also playing some teams. They're playing some teams that, like the Giants, the offensive line, a lot of it, I thought the Commanders were have a much better offensive line, but that wasn't the case.
Daniels running. You know? I mean, he ran a little bit, but
they scored a ton of points yesterday. Didn't have any problem.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, I mean, they played Washington much better than I thought they would. Yeah. The Giants, I get that. I mean, that's a bad football team. That's one of the few that are worse than you.
Okay, speaking of Mike McCarthy's presser there in the 3 o'clock hour, he talked about DeMarvian Overshown, the quote, "We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg with him." Well, Chuck, give me something on DeMarvian Overshown. We look forward 5 years from now. How's the resume looking?
I'd like to say he's arguably the best linebacker in the game. I mean, when you're looking at the rare combination of speed and then the length that he's got, his ability to make tackles in space. I mean, he had one against the Giants that I thought was simply outstanding. I mean, the way the pressure that he's able to do, Zimmer is kind of a perfect guy to be able to find quality ways to use him. And I think that the understanding of the scheme, which you just brought up, is huge here. I feel like everybody's now on the same page. I mean, it's basically, and we talked about this in the postgame, Brian, it's a rookie season for DeMarvian Overshown.
Yeah, it really is.
And he was brilliant in preseason prior to the injury, but this year he's getting better every single week. I mean, the play that he had, it's one of the best individual plays you're ever going to see, where he takes on Singletary, then he's able to bat the ball up, track it, catch it, go score a touchdown. That's textbook right there. Everything about the play at all levels. So I'd like to think if he can reach his true potential, you're looking at him like you are Roquan Smith and Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw and some of the best linebackers in football.
He plays so hard, I worry about him getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like every game he's sitting on the turf, and Dr. Cooper and Britt Brown and Jim Allen.
Bent into some awkward positions.
He's a heat-seeking missile.
He plays so hard, and he wants to be in every collision. And you worry about that a little bit, you know? But you're not going to stop him from playing like that.
No, you don't want to.
That's how he operates.
Yeah, I mean, he's a splash player.
That's the only thing I think can slow him down is
himself.
Those collisions, yeah.
I just think, though, maybe his speed and aggression is credited a lot, but it's the awareness that allows him to play at 100%. You know, just flying to the football because, you know, he has a higher level of awareness of where the threats are and what he's got to, you know, do out there. And those are the kinds of, like, sports smarts that we'll put a team over the top if you can get enough of those guys. Babe Laufenberg tweeting, for those advocating for the Cowboys to tank, the team they just finished beating, the Giants, have six top seven picks in the last seven drafts. And since 2017, they're tied with the Jets for the fewest wins in the NFL. That's a point well taken. I only got them winning one more game, but I would not be surprised if they win three. You know, I just think because of what we just talked about with the defense and with the ground game coming around, you got to feel like CeeDee Lamb's going to go into the Cincy game with a lot to prove. Niners are going to be without their top two running backs for the foreseeable future. Christian McCaffrey, injured reserve with the PCL right knee.
Yeah.
Jordan Mason, headed to IR, ankle sprain. So you got Guarendo, who's I mean, they're three deep.
Isaac Guarendo.
He's going to be hot on the waiver wire this week.
Definitely.
He's got some ability, though.
We loved him coming out of Louisville. Yeah, good player.
Got some.
Where'd he get drafted?
I think he was drafted
in the fourth round.
Fourth round.
Where you traded for Trey Lance.
There you go.
Yeah.
All righty. It is time now for Brian Broaddus's Krusty's Corner Part 2. Here's the king.
Thank you, General. I'm going to go through Lamb's drops, if I could. The first drop that Lamb had in this one.
Yeah.
They're trying to run a double pick to get him, you know, they're trying to run this. They're trying to get Schoonmaker and Cooks inside and then have Lamb run behind that or run across that. And unfortunately, neither Schoonmaker nor Cooks got their guy. They weren't able to pick either one of those guys off. And so Newbin, the safety, he manages to get through Cooks, and he's right there. If the ball, even if Lamb catches this ball, I think Newbin's going to make the tackle for like a 3-yard gain. And that one needed to be beyond the sticks, and it wasn't beyond the sticks. But they're going to try, like I say, they're going to try and run the double pick. And unfortunately, though, they're short of that. It's going to be incomplete right there because of the drop.
What these things have in common? Was he trying to make the move before he secured the ball on that one? Maybe thinking about the hitter coming?
Was the second one, really, he was trying to, the second one was more about.
On the rollout?
On the rollout. They bring him across. And he just looks upfield. It doesn't even look I mean, he's thinking naturally he's just going to catch the ball, look up field, and go.
Yeah, they had a great replay from like the end zone view of it, and you can see as soon as the ball's about to hit his hands, he's turning his head up the field, and
well,
we know how that goes.
What's funny about that second one that he had, I think Rush wanted to throw the ball to Tolbert on the outside, but he gets doubled. So what happens is he's got two choices there. He could hit Lamb coming across, or he can go with Mingo further down the field. He took a Lamb who was wide open, and like you said, he was turning back, looking upfield, and just like a concentration drop. So if he catches this ball, it's a first down. And then what happens the very next play is the fourth down run.
And they get stuffed.
Okay, now this is why I want to talk about the fourth down run. Unless you guys got a question about the Lamb stuff. No?
No, I was just going to say Jonathan Mingo sucks.
I think there's things with Mingo that I wish somebody would get him the ball where he could actually catch it. You know? I mean,
he's 2 of 10.
You mean
last
like
year he
him?
Was 2 of 9.
Yeah. I think there's things that he does, like, I know he's a receiver. He blocks well. I think he's open.
You can see why the Cowboys thought, let's try it, this guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But they're not doing a very good job of getting him the ball.
No, they're not.
I don't think. That's just my opinion.
They've been some risky throws. I'll acknowledge that.
Okay. This is a poor job on the fourth down run, or the fourth down run that they had with Hunter Lipke. This is where the Cowboys make a mistake. They used Matt Wiletzko as the extra blocker here, and they run to his side. He doesn't get the inside cutoff, and Newbin, who we talked about earlier, shoots the gap, and he hits Lipke in the backfield making the stop. You know, if you're going to go with the extra blocker, and the several times that they put Matt Wiletzko in there, he hasn't been able to do the job. Put somebody in there, you know, or don't do it, or go unbalanced, but don't put a guy in there. He's had a couple opportunities, and he hasn't got a block yet. So that's knowing your personnel right there. You put a guy at point of attack, you expect him to get a block, he doesn't even come close, safety beats him to the hole, and then you have a net, you have a ball going over to the...
I saw he was 5th in Pro Bowl voting.
What, Matt Wiletzko?
Oh, Lipke, I'm sorry.
No, Lipke. Matt Wiletzko. Yeah, Matt, not Lipke.
That'd be a pretty good bit, dude.
No, not.
Just let's get Wiletzko to the Pro Bowl.
Honestly, every year the fan base should rally around the biggest jobber on the team.
I love
and
it.
Just vote their faces off.
You know, they used to do that in NASCAR, like for the All-Star race. Like the fan vote, and then they would vote like... They would vote the car that was like in last place.
They're doing bits. Park and start guy.
Yeah, they were like, they were voting in a guy that finished like 17th. You know, it was a fan vote, and the NASCAR said, no, we're not doing this anymore.
Get him off the ballot.
All right, the Cooks touchdown. I want to talk about that one if I could.
Please.
Yeah, this one is
talk about the celebration.
Yeah, this. By the way, did you guys see that they had like those nuggets in the kettles?
I think Machota pointed that out after the game.
Nobody went into the kettles to get the nuggets.
No,
I was waiting for it.
Chicken nuggies in there.
I wonder how that happens. Does it have to be a specific player that scores? Do you just have a brain fart moment, out of body experience? I just scored.
Do you remind the players that there's like nuggets? Do you like, hey, we need you to jump in the kettle?
If this could have been
eat nuggets.
If this could have been a bigger blowout, if this was like a fun, like by the fourth quarter. Yeah. You're up 3 scores, and we're just dancing
the
on them.
Are you kidding me? The Cowboys own the Giants. Okay.
They probably didn't want to risk getting, you know, kept out of the end zone.
Well, here's the Cooks touchdown. This is basically a replay of the Tolbert touchdown against Pittsburgh is what this one comes down to. Lamb and Tolbert are going to go inside left to right, which they did a great job of getting all the way across. And then Cooks, I mean, you watch him. He just explodes across the field right to left. And Rush throws it like Cooks to the spot, and he's able to run under.
Put some air on it.
Yeah, he's like, he sees.
Best thing he does.
He sees Cooks as flying, and he just like kind of leads him out there, and he's separated from Flock, the cornerback right there. So, but really good job of the picks of those guys going inside and then making Flock have to run. Cooks is flying on the play. So great job by him.
Flocked him.
Good job by rush getting the ball to where it needed to be.
And the protection was great. Gave him all the time to pull that off. It was a nice design. You got a little motion or shift. You get a little stack. And then, boom, you're just getting horizontal on these dudes.
But Cooks is so sneaky going through there. His quickness, the way he's a little shorter. He just gets lost better.
Yeah, Cooks is – I'll tell you what having Cooks back does for you. Like, he's the one guy that can run those routes where they're option routes or, like, he's reading it on the go. And, like, he can say, okay, I could break it outside or break it inside. And he's got that ability to separate with the speed and stuff. And he's very, very quarterback friendly. That catch he made to end the game.
Yeah.
Huge.
I
mean, every catch he's making is an important catch. Throw that to Tolbert or
one of those other guys. That's probably not happening.
Yeah. He's getting first downs. He's finding a way to get touchdowns. I mean, Tolbert said they have pretty much 100% success rate on that play that they ran to him.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner most every afternoon at 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. But in the show immediately after a recent game, he delivers twice for you. Here's LA Live with Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup.
Yeah. Let's get into it right into the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time to smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a tub.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It'll make you dance some everything.
Oh, baby, bubble.
Everybody get high.
The beautiful thing about today is it doesn't matter what happened in the past, and no one really cares about the future. Reality are, we are where we are. But where are we trying to go? What are we willing to do to be the best that we can be today? I'm with you. I got your back. So be thinking. Actually, don't think. Be the best that you can be today, together. All right, man? Let's go.
Family on three. One, two, three, family.
Yeah, a little Monday motivation right there from your boy, Jameis Winston.
Jameis,
thank you. Keep you fired up. This is LA Live for Monday, December 2nd. 2024. It is a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Word to the now disbanded Dallas rap group PPT for that name Monday Friday. I tried to find that song. Feels like a Monday Friday. I can't find it.
What happened? It's not like on Spotify or
anything? Where did it go?
They scrubbed it.
They scrubbed. What was going on, man? Somebody find that song for me. I hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend, your holiday week. Whole lot of time off. Looks like a lot of people did some traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday. Whole lot of people. According to Fox Business, Thanksgiving travel broke multiple records. According to TSA, who reported over 3 million people on flights just yesterday.
Wow.
And if you looked at the traffic out there at DFW Airport, I can understand. Did y'all see that?
No.
No, they 100% had people like booking their flights for later because you couldn't catch a flight. You were stuck in traffic. Ooh. You guys didn't see that?
Uh-uh. No.
What is your...
I watched the news last night, too.
They didn't show... Okay. What time did you watch the news?
The 10.
Oh, wow. Yeah. News, get on your grizzle. Why are you not showing this? Get on your grizzle.
Had some great weather reports.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Newscaster guy.
Is it getting colder?
We're going to drop about 10 degrees in the month of December. We're looking at a mid-temp around 62 right now. By the time we get to the end of the month, the average high is going to be 52. So, yes, it's getting colder. I don't like it one bit.
Late Telemundo's got the best.
He thought that guy was hot, Lucius.
Yeah, I don't know what they're saying. Yeah, he thought he was hot.
The facial structure got
you. He's got
cheekbones.
A hot-looking weatherman right here, honey. I'll be damned. Is he new?
A lot of talent on this station.
This guy. Throughout the week of Thanksgiving, TSA also saw over 20.4 million passengers compared to last year's 18.4 million. People were moving and grooving this holiday.
Man, you bring those rates down, you get the stock market pumping, people feeling rich.
Is that what
it is? Let's go see the family, honey.
Because, I mean, just a month ago, people were crying broken, destitute.
Yeah.
They were. Now they out here moving around.
I think they figure everything's going to make them rich as of January 10th.
Yeah. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. What you guys have been doing over the holiday weekend, I appreciate that, bro. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is my guy. A lot of people don't like him on the timeline when he's doing his thing. His name is Gus Johnson. I hope to catch him every Saturday morning. I like when he wakes me up. Ah! He just goes crazy on the mic. Ah! People don't like him, though. He had his moment, too. He had his Joe Buck moment. Did you, when the your kids were fighting?
Oh, really? No.
Oh, yes, this is awful. So disrespectful.
Bad for the sport. You hate to see this.
This is a bad thing for
us. I think he's a Michigan alum.
I'm not enjoying this giant brawl at all.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely in this Joe Buck bag right there. Yeah. Let's see. Here's Gus Johnson. Lost his voice during the Michigan versus Ohio State game. It was an interception.
Warren looking. And it's intercepted at the goal line. Unbelievable. Wow, Jack Sawyer. Wow. Oh, Jack.
Captain Jack.
He's getting better and better, dude. I mean, he's always been great, but he was robotic and like barking out the play-by-play with my awesome pipes for like the first 10, 15 years he was on TV. Now the personality's flowing. That's hilarious.
He's getting loose.
Yeah.
I got to hear that again.
Warren looking. And it's intercepted at the goal line. Unbelievable. Wow, Jack Sawyer.
Jack Sawyer.
I like that vibe right
there.
You
got to grab the Michigan flag, too, at the end.
That's vibes. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. U.S. consumers set new Thanksgiving shopping record in 2024. Adobe Analytics, shout out to Adobe Analytics, to indicate the U.S. shoppers spent $6.1 billion during Thanksgiving, an increase of only of nearly 9% over the last year's $5.6 billion.
Yeah, I'm responsible for about 12 hundo of that. Did some pretty good Black Friday weekend shopping. They're online. Took care of a lot of Christmas shopping this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, the savings is massive. I figure out of that 12 hundo spent, I saved at least 600. Yeah, everything 30, 40% off.
Okay. Well, since you are out here shopping, anybody else go shopping? Anybody's looking to shopping? Do you have a shopping list for people? Wolchok look confused. So, no, this thing called shopping.
I'm not handling the shopping here, Lucius.
Hey, you even like shop something for your old lady?
I need a list, and yeah. I have not received a list. You don't give me the list, I don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's what she told me, too. Yeah. She's like, have you thought about what you're going to get, man?
And my answer is no. Yeah. I haven't.
I was like, no. I mean, you're going to help me out? You haven't put any things out there. She's like, what do you think?
Oh, God. Don't make me guess.
Don't make me think.
She's probably been dropping hints for 2 weeks.
She probably has.
I don't want to think.
She probably has. Show me that Amazon list, girl. I'll help you out. I'll bless that Amazon list. Might bless your Cash App.
There you go. That's the best gift.
That's a cop out. Check your Cash App right now under the tree. Go walk under the tree and check it. By the way, my pops did text me on Thanksgiving Day. Remember, he said dinner was at 5.
Yeah.
And I was flabbergasted. I've never heard anything. I've known you my whole life, dog. You have never done it at this time. But he texted me the day of. Oh, come up here at 2:30, 3 o'clock.
There you go.
Day of.
That's what I'm used to.
I was already over the in-laws because they started cooking at 12:30. So I was about 8.
I dropped the ball myself. I thought the turkey would be done at 2:30. Turns out about 3:20. So I'm trying to carve it like kickoff. It was bad. It's tough.
Yeah. Did you try to distract your guests by doing dances in the living room or something?
I mean, they were nice. They were like, oh, no, it's fine. You know, we have to work on the side still.
I had about 8 deviled eggs. Deviled eggs. I could have ate more, but I just had to back up off the damn thing a little bit.
I got
to
call it an 8.
It's like the movie.
Is that a personal record?
I could have kept going.
Yeah?
Yeah, because she was gassing me up, too. She's like, it's just protein, babe, and good fats.
Yeah. Keep it going, honey.
Sure it is. This girl right here was making hard-boiled eggs, and there was a darn chicken inside of one of them.
Why was I boiling the eggs, and one just exploded with a chicken?
I mean, that must have been a tiny chicken, but probably still delicious.
It'll put you off eggs.
Throw it on the frying pan.
It'll put me all the way off eggs if that happened.
Oh, wow.
Now, you boys were talking about shopping. Last Friday started the holiday shopping season. Can you boys recognize these iconic brands by their sound?
Okay.
Can you?
I like it.
All right, here we go. Hey, hold on.
Ohio players.
You a wild boy. I do need to know what's going on up there in Ohio because there's a whole lot of funk coming out of there. Always have. Why are y'all so damn funky up there? All right, check this one out, fellas. Can you tell me who this?
Microsoft.
Come again?
Dell? Oh my gosh.
Maybe Dell, yeah.
Is that AOL?
It could be AOL Instant Messenger.
It does kind of have a 2002 kind of feeling to it.
Nobody.
I'm stumped.
Apple. All right. That's, oh, what?
Apple.
That's Apple.
You got it.
Okay.
It
was like some type of computer.
Yeah, that's Apple.
I think Ohio is more East Coast than it gets credit for.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's so funky, man. You start looking up all the bands who like have like great funk hits. Uh-huh. They're out of Ohio. Huh. In Minneapolis. But I get the Minneapolis vibes. How about this one?
You get mail.
Rodas was quick with it.
Is that the AOL?
He pulled that answer back, too. Pulled that answer back.
MCI.
Is that MCI?
That sounds familiar, though.
Oh, it's very familiar. This sucks.
That's T-Mobile.
No T-Mobile.
Oh, T-Mobile.
That's T-Mobile. It's okay, folks. It's okay. You guys are shoppers.
Hmm.
Apparently. How about this one?
Not.
That's Windows.
Windows.
Yeah.
Definitely Windows. Sure.
There we go.
Nice work.
Oh, yeah. There we go. How about this one?
I'm loving it.
McDonald's. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Now we're picking up steam here.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up steam. How about this one, folks?
Bet you can't eat just one.
That's a Lay's.
Hey, there we go. We're on the roll now.
Yo.
Hey, and that's not false advertising.
No, that's
has anybody ever just eaten one chip?
It's impossible.
There's no chance. You got to stop yourself.
That is so impossible. You're standing in the kitchen right there where the chips go, and you just got your hand in the bag. So I'm going to put this bag up in a second. Juice is team, dude.
10 minutes later, you're still standing there.
Man, I'm loving those New Orleans Voodoo jalapeno chips.
Oh, yes.
They just started stocking those at Target.
Great crunch. In the name of the Father. Here we go. How about this one? Boop-a-doo.
Coca-Cola?
Hey! Well, you boys on the roll right now. You boys on the roll. Good to see.
Sounded more like a Michelob to me. There's a lot of froth on that.
How about this one?
That is PlayStation.
Yes, sir!
It is. Yes.
Oh, y'all on the roll now. I don't think you guys missed one ever since the first three.
Since AOL came out there last season.
Yeah, the brother said it was so much pride, and he snatched his answer right back.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Nah, hopefully those fools didn't hear me.
They heard me.
This might be a little difficult. How about this one?
Ooh. Netflix? This one's Amazon.
Amazon, maybe.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah! Yeah, my hint was The Boys. But you got it.
That's right.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I'm about to watch a new episode. How about this one? Oh, that's difficult. That's difficult.
Good morning, America.
One more time. One more time.
Yeah, sure. Ooh.
Shoot. It's not like a PBS or anything.
It's like an HBO or something. Or like a Stars.
Yeah.
Showtime.
Bet.
Feels like
MasterCard.
Oh.
That's the MasterCard right there. You're going to be spending money. You know what I mean? You got to look at your MasterCard.
That's right. But it even ends on a depressing note.
And now you're bleed.
You got
it. Here's the easy one for you.
Sega. No. No, HBO.
That's HBO.
HBO. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How about this one?
Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
Yeah. When that last part, you guys be stuck. Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
I think Woolchuck said this one earlier.
That's Netflix.
Yeah. Easy stuff. Easy day. Easy day, folks. Hey.
By the way, I got the Skittles juice last night. Thought I was hooking Remy up. 3 years old, love Skittles.
Not good.
She didn't like it?
She took one sip and was like, no. And so I took a sip. I was like, no way.
Was it too sweet? What's going on?
I suppose it tasted like a Kool-Aid that you'd put like 5 packs in, but not enough sugar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't even know they were doing these, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good probably concept. Won't be for long.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad tried to get me to try some stuff called Juicy Juice. He's like, man, this would be the joint back in the day. We used to love Juicy Juice. Well, I tried it. Went into a diabetic coma instantly. Yeah. Good God, man. Froze up. Shout out to Juicy Juice out there. Can you boys get this one?
I should.
It's also that Dell.
Windows. Dude, you're getting a Dell. Remember those commercials?
Yeah.
No, that's not a Dell, sir.
It's a Pentium?
No, sir. One more.
Gosh, that is so familiar.
Nightcore. AT&T.
Intel.
Intel.
Oh, Intel. I should know that.
Intel. For is good. Boy, this breakdown in this song is so crazy. I'm going to hit the breakdown, and I got one more for you. Oh. Now, I'm going to just do it. Hold on. Here we go. What is that? Come on. What is that?
Is this a credit card?
No, sir.
It sounds like Hallmark.
AT&T.
United Airlines.
It's not a bad one. Hey.
It's annoying.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Let me see if I look on a FedEx somewhere.
K Jewelers.
For every kiss, James begins Avery. With K.
That's the LG sound.
LG. Oh,
somebody might want to.
Thanks, yeah.
A phone or something.
Bought an LG washer over the weekend.
See there?
Yeah. Is it good? You like
a
it?
A washing machine. Yeah. A dishwasher. Yeah. Okay. It appears to be good. If you haven't bought a dishwasher lately, they have a third tray that comes out of the top that you lay the silverware down on now. Instead of having to put it down in that basket.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude, they were like $400 off. I was like, we're getting a dishwasher.
You ordered it?
Went to Home Depot, actually.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
I think it's Cyber Monday. Okay. Jump in on that thing.
Yeah. I go to that Lowe's outlet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Lowe's outlet.
The ones with the little skid marks or the dent in there.
I go to work on it, though.
Yeah.
You walk in the crib, you think it's all. You're like, oh, my God, Lowe's.
Balling.
You doing it.
Yeah, you probably got the giant one with
don't
the front loading.
Yeah, don't stare at it.
Don't look right at it.
Don't stare. All right, man, I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing in the creek. Don't rise on the toxic Tuesday. Hold up. My name is Lucius Alexander. Holla.
LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next, Eric.
Oh, we got a little hodgepodge going down. Well, let's take a look back at the football Sunday that was, and we'll get into that next in the Nation.